The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, eagerly anticipating the arrival of Congressman Ron Kind. Been too long, Ron. Maybe you forgot the number. It's 844-967-2789. We understand he might be on the floor, so be patient. He'll get along eventually. I feel quite confident. Dominic, in the meantime, back to Kevin McCarthy, this one at the Raw Story. Kevin McCarthy pushing for Eric Swalwell's removal from the House Intelligence Committee. Did you know that?
Not until
Eric Swalwell accused of what? Dating some sort of Chinese spy. Or at least that's the way they tell it on the Foxy News. I'll read from the article. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Thursday introduced a resolution calling for Rep. Eric Swalwell, you know him, Dommy, ran for president, to be removed from the House Intelligence Committee amid speculation about his alleged ties to a Chinese spy. According to Axios, McCarthy's resolution stems from a report published back in December where Swalwell was named one of the Democratic lawmakers targeted by a woman named Christine Feng, described as a Chinese national and suspected spy who he began working with back in 2012. That's like 9 years ago, right? After receiving an FBI briefing about Feng's status, Swalwell is said to have cut the woman off. At the time, Swalwell was not accused of being involved in any wrongdoing. However, in the resolution, McCarthy claims Swalwell has not denied public reporting that a suspected Chinese intelligence operative helped raise money for Representative Swalwell's political campaigns and other troublesome elements of public reporting, mostly on the Foxy News.
Troublesome.
I think our fine guest, eagerly anticipated, is joining us now. He is Congressman Ron Kind from the great state of Wisconsin. Ron, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show.
What an honor, and happy belated St. Patrick's Day. I hope you guys didn't go too crazy yesterday.
No, sir. Not like the old days on 3rd Street in La Crosse where you served, Congressman.
Well, let me tell you, the green beer still tastes good in my book, so... And well, after the last year, we need a lot of that.
Unfortunately, yeah, right. Often the day after St. Patty's, it's the green sidewalks I took issue with, Ron.
Oh, man. That's right. I forgot this is an unfiltered radio program.
Yes, sir, it is. Congressman, thanks for joining us here today.
You're happy.
First and foremost, got to ask you, we started our show talking about a resolution to honor Capitol Police officers that helped protect you and your colleagues on January 6th. Ron, how troubling is it that 12 of your Republican colleagues found really terrible excuses for not supporting this, mostly because they didn't like being called insurrectionists?
Yeah, it is troubling because what Capitol Hill police went through on January 6th was just god-awful, and they were overwhelmed very quickly, and 150 of them were injured, one was killed. Two went home and took their own lives afterwards. And so they were certainly deserving of the recognition and the show of appreciation. It should have been a no-brainer. Everyone should have been supportive of this. But it goes to the deeper problem, guys. I mean, where do we go from here? We just had a riotous mob overtake the U.S. Capitol in order to stop the certification of the election result. And yet 140 of my colleagues on the other side still voted to overturn the election just hours after the insurrection, including two of our colleagues from Wisconsin that voted that way. And this has really been the hallmark of our exceptionalism as a nation, the peaceful transfer of power. And if we can't even agree on that after every election cycle, this democracy is in deep, deep trouble. So it goes even beyond honoring the Capitol Hill police, but it's whether we're going to honor and abide by legitimate election results in our country or to descend into violence and chaos.
Ron, we haven't had the opportunity to speak this year. What was your experience, if I may ask, sir, on January 6th? What was it like for you?
It wasn't fun. I was on the House floor when things started breaking out because I was going to be the chief manager defending the certification of Wisconsin votes. That was going to be one of the states challenged later that day. So all us managers were on the floor. And then my first inkling was when I saw security nearby, you know, holding that earpiece closer to the head and a frown, you know, on their face. And then it was shortly after that when another security detail rushed in and took the House leadership away. And then you knew something bad was going down. And And I noticed at that point one of the officers trying to push some furniture up against the door, and didn't take a rocket science knowing what they were trying to accomplish. So I tried helping them a little bit. And then at that moment, I turned to one of the guys and asked if they had another gun, because I know how to use it. And I'll never forget the look on his face. It was kind of just perplexed and just a calm response. He said, "Sir, I don't think that's a good idea." And he was absolutely right. That wasn't the time to arm a member of Congress and get us right in the middle of all of it. Who knows what would have happened at that point. But being a veteran, I knew there was a side door I could slip out, get down into the tunnels of the Capitol and retreat to my house office building, because that was before the mob had encircled the chamber and trapped really many of my colleagues inside. But so I wasn't there when the shot rang that killed, unfortunately, that young woman trying to bust her way into the house chamber. But it was just so real and very disappointing and shocking, all wrapped up in multiple emotions.
Ron, initially there were public hearings, and we were witnessing them, and we were sharing them with our audience. But, sir, that sort of eroded. We're not seeing the same sort of public hearings. My understanding, some of this has gone behind closed doors. Some of the testimony has, sir. And there is a breakdown, apparently, Republicans pushing back on the process and seating a 9/11-like committee. Congressman Kine, what's your opinion? How should the public get informed on this if we don't have public hearings, sir?
Absolutely. We should have a nonpartisan commission formed like we did after 9/11 and exploring the evolution of all this, from a genesis to what took place that day to why security failed so badly, being overrun by this mob. And we need to get to the bottom of it so we can ensure it never happens again. And it's such a blemish, not only in the faith and confidence the people of this country place in our government, but the eyes of the world are just shocked and horrified with those images that happened in our nation's capital that day. So there are a lot of unanswered questions that we do need revelation and answers to. And it's unfortunately that many of my colleagues are trying to erase January 6th from the calendar and pretend nothing happened and won't even acknowledge it was an insurrection and a mob, and they just want to pretend to move on. And that, I don't think, is the right way to go, because we only set ourselves up for future failure if we just ignore the events of that day.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Congressman Ron Kine from the great state of Wisconsin joining us on the phone. Congressman, thank you so much. It's been too long. We appreciate you coming around. My concern, whether or not we have this bipartisan commission or, you know, individual Congress committees doing investigations, is that the Republicans are not going to be honest and fair partners in this. As shown by how they voted 140 against certifying the election, a couple here in the state of Wisconsin, this Trump cult is still exists. And apparently some of these Congress people gave tours that's been alleged as well. We understand that a civilian put into the Pentagon, Christopher Miller, by Donald Trump after he lost the election, put out a memo to the D.C. National Guard as to how they can and cannot engage with this group. There seems to be lots of information sitting right in front of us, Congressman, and we're not getting hardly any answers. I don't think there's been a press conference from the authorities in a month, sir. So as a citizen sitting back looking at this, I see very little progress and lots of bad deeds being done that are right in front of our face. I'm not confident that anything's getting done, Ron. What can you tell us to help me alleviate some of these concerns?
Well, there are some things getting done. I mean, the Senate's had some hearings already. The House is embarking on some hearings, and you're going to bring people to testify under oath, under penalty of perjury, and there are document requests being made now, and we have a new administration who I think is going to be more willing to cooperate in the investigation and trying to get to the bottom of this and what steps are needed to better secure the nation's capital and to avoid this type of riotous mob from occurring again in the future. So there is work, but you know, obviously it's not going to have the same veneer as a nonpartisan commission approaching this. But it could be a faster timetable too in trying to get to the bottom of it. You know, my concern, even starting that day, was whether there were political appointees at the Pentagon sitting on the deployment of National Guard troops for political reasons. I mean, and if that was happening, I mean, that's just one breath away from a coup being successful and overturning an election result and installing their own people in power. I mean, that's really how close it might have come that day, because we had a president who was unwilling to vacate and thought, apparently, from the reports we had, was reveling in the images of the Capitol under siege, the commander-in-chief, and refusing to do anything to lend assistance to prevent the carnage from happening. So, and I think that's probably the root of their concern, is just how bad this is going to make President Trump and his political appointees and their involvement in all of it. But my goodness, this is unprecedented, guys. I mean, we've never seen this before in our nation's history, other than during the Civil War, when states seceded from the Union, and it led to the greatest, bloodiest conflict that we've ever experienced in our history. And I hope this isn't a precursor.
Well, and it is certainly concerning. As you mentioned, we could be one step away from a coup. And I did notice Christopher Miller and some of the other Pentagon officials were not there giving testimony, Ron. And that's also very concerning. How would this work out if there's the Attorney General Merrick Garland gets involved and gets the DOJ gets their investigation going? Yeah. How would that work with a bipartisan commission if this thing is ever created and made into law and up and running? How would they work with the AG in this regard?
Well, you know, you'd hope there'd be voluntary compliance from the witnesses, those with firsthand knowledge, but my guess is some of the Trump political appointees will invoke executive privilege and refuse to testify, and then it would be hammered out in courts. And, you know, that could take months, if not years. I mean, the president's White House counsel, McGahn, I mean, that case has been pending for about a year and a half, and it hasn't been resolved yet. So there are ways of slow-walking this and delaying it and trying to stifle information from coming out. But I think at some point we just have to transcend the politics of this because of how serious it was. And by the way, guys, I remind you that my opponent last year, this Derek Van Orden, was part of the mob. I mean, he came to Washington. He was part of the Stop the Steal. He marched to the Capitol. He sat on the wall of the Capitol during this insurrection and that. So, and he was pretty close to beating me last year. So, you know, and there are many people that are so close to the political system heavily involved.
Yeah.
And the other disturbing thing I'd point out, too, is the recent intel report about the rise of right-wing militias and extremism and the domestic terrorist threat that we have in our own country. But I'm hopeful that the new administration deals with this seriously. They could do a deep dive about these groups and the damage and the danger that they pose to our republic, and start coming up with some steps in order to better combat that, you know, in the future.
Our fine guest, Congressman Ron Kind from the great state of Wisconsin, for a few more minutes. Ron, I've got to ask you, on behalf of an audience member, you are one of two Democrats that voted against H.R. 1446, the enhanced background checks. Ron, what was your opposition to that bill, sir?
Yeah, that was the South Carolina loophole one that they were trying to shut down. And you know, my concern was always that we were going to be depriving a constitutional right from someone without due process of law. And listen, those constitutional rights exist to protect the rights of the minority in the Bill of Rights. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people that just as soon skip over the Second Amendment, even though it has been found to be a constitutional right as well. And this all deals with the background check system, that if someone was applying to try to purchase a gun, and if they did not get a clearance within a certain period of time, they could be denied, you know, that constitutional right without any judicial determination, due process of law. That's where I thought it lacked constitutional standing, and there were better ways of addressing the issue without violating the Constitution. So that was my objection to it. I think if something like that were enacted into law, putting on my legal hat, a former prosecutor myself, I don't think it would pass the constitutional test. And I think there's a better way of addressing that concern. And I think if the Senate does take it up, they're sensitive to this. I've reached out to others in the Senate, too, to raise this issue with them. And I think they are sensitive to the issue.
Last 30 seconds, Congressman Ron Kind, are you considering running against Ron Johnson for the U.S. Senate, sir?
Oh, my God. I tell you, people are so exhausted from 2020, including myself, guys. I think we need to hit the pause button as far as the next campaign. And let's face it, it's going to be a doozy in Wisconsin with the gubernatorial Senate seat that's going to be in play. Hopefully, a fair political map after redistricting. So,
Ron, got to cut you short. We'll ask again the next time you come around the Devil's Advocates. Thank you, Congressman Ron Kind. More Devils on the other side.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.